second phase makes second hand phase. We'll be right back.
cause that gives meaning.
Man, your days
to a love that's only liquid,
freedom slurry,
and roots that soak up everything.
Art on a mantelpiece. People write theories about expression, the impact it has on the life of you in your room with the TV on, waiting for the free 10 minutes, on hopeless nights in urban Britain, full of the thunder and thoughts for vignettes of your life as someone to be identified with or as. Tired of life, waiting for vain miracles, tanked up on the ideas, the goofball ideas for the first novel. They try to think of ways to dispose of rubbish. And elsewhere the cozy club continues, they're invited. Life on the road in a foreign land, discovery, sex, danger, pints at 99p. They spill the amber nectar while describing the varieties of ganj in the cafes, leaning over bridges, youth and joy, fire and ice, goatees and haversacks. I try to ditch the booming sounds, the tables, the clubs, confrontational, the right words of a conscious effort to get laid, discover the meaning of life, the finding treasure maps while backpacking in Thailand, or those you leave behind in a villa. They lie down along the floors, imagining they have a camera to hand, while sitting in Kulu's Jazz Point or Henry's Cellar Bar. Gentle satire. They don't mention the blood running down the walls, or how my skin is so thin, even opaque. The news is full of people who bite and kick air stewards, and people still write parochial community spirit is providing for your kids' poems, about how the day the gyro never came, or how the gyro came and I bought happy meals for all the kids, and it was a great day. They publish these in the Sunday Post. Nicky Fairbairn is misunderstood. Scotland loves the stories, really. Sunday mornings in the house, there's no escape. Father doesn't leave on Sundays. He intersperses half an hour of Lord's Band Invitational from Broadway on Sunday Grandstand, with mouth open and really soothing. All around us, the world around us. The apes are awfully like us, I know, as one pretends. Have you not seen that Sir David Attenborough in the jungle? At 9, the cheese toast is delivered. Been in the circuit about 10 years, earned £100,000. Flick back to downtown 98. Shall I do an open university course? I wish I had an image. Mum is nowhere to sit because of the drafts and the leaking roof. But we will survive. We'll make do and mend. No one deserves a life. My vignettes would be wrenching if I expanded. A generation goes adrift in the city night. I lose my way in the empty lobby of council flats, painted by the previous tenants, dangling from the artexing. The walls, they close in when you're not in your guard, man. This is what comes to if you stay. The other side, practicalities. We can't afford it. Old clays and porridge. We get on with it. No time for experiences. The status quo, 12 gold bars. I knew a lot of people who had that. Usually people who went on to like happy hardcore a lot and be caught in speeding stolen cars on council estates, bags of skag. I should want to be rescued by someone, turned around, supplied a meaning. I don't know how interested I am in that. I can't drum up much intensity or hate or dislike, yet I feel them. There's no way I can be for real. Maybe there's a career for me in dumb platitudes or in thicky Masonic hall disco personality caper, Jim Carrey impressions, or maybe alcohol stick. I'll have what the guy on the floor is having. They all work for some, fighting boredom, anonymity. They get involved, believe the hype, liquid lunches and pub quizzes. 12 calories you scrambling to a phone booth. 20 on the back seat of the bus, surging the cello carriers in the way. Joining the TA, doing taekwondo, writing when the strippers came on. Watching the X-Creatures, Chris Packham used to like Jesus. Casual snipes that betray my age, they're never smart enough. Another 4-year-old theme, there is no 4-year plan. A life collapses or grinds from a lowly starting position with all the dramas inclusive. The true colours revealed, the I told you so. We are tantalised by films about beekeepers and Agatha Christie novels. The dream of a life, big city isolation. They are films, writing diaries on benches and leafy parks. Diaries of lives collected while the industry ticks over. They're waiting for a repeat of Saturday night 93, a break from manual labour, weekends like aftershave, hedonism runs amok like you read about. He spoke to me standing over a cigarette machine, liking the song, probing as much as we can, possibilities, arts and sport don't get a look, a blur of people spilling pints, staggering into kai or jazz, afterwards you lie on floors, where is the life you promised, or on steel couches, the threadbare and motionless vibe. There are things you should accept and forget, is what gets said. But usually the issues roll on, with not many surprises drawn in. While they lie together on couches, nostalgia triggered from meat dishes in the days, anoraks in early days, cold rooms with debts mounting, and they put it out to seed, salacious detail. The small towners wear Sunday best, they go to church, they watch what the others wear, the drinks fuel life. You still hear jokes about big ends of programmes, home centres drink cans of lager and sofas. During the breaks, there are always adverts for super hits of the 80s. The occasional life, the gimmick of fat people fronting bands is a topic for discussion. That bloke does not even wear a fat suit. For a discussion with myself, Tuesday night allusions to mental strife. The channel change brings a cheerleading practice to Shannon Doherty. I have no joy in my life. I still think about things as asides for poems. They're laid out. They hit you with the realism from my room. It got 15-year-olds laid. Small time, small town realism. Disaffected youth. The debts mount up. Sometimes they want the slice of life and the potential to be realised. I have no stamina for the shtick. I just hope I never have Jock Scott status, though I might get to meet Siobhan Sinnott. I know if somebody asked John Cooper Clarke if he was the drummer of The Alarm, and I remember how annoyed I got every time Roddy Frame puts a record out. High school. The year above me were Fashion Conscious, Talking Heads and Deacon Blue. They arranged a bus to take simply everyone to see Hue and Cry, and later in excess, kick blighted my arid youth. This is shite, give us some Rose of Avalanche. I think again of all those Scottish nonsense that everyone loved.
Of place. Oh, promises made after 1-2 star apparently shouldn't be taken lightly. But in the cold light of day, some stories turn out better than they deserve. And I stood in a wee street and blinked at the sun going down behind those ugly new flats. And you planted a kiss in my screwed up face. Watch this space.
Don't lose.
how to celebrate. Misunderstood the things that I said to you. I know it's tough, there's no other way. You seem much colder, whatever comes your way. Tell us.
talking. Final chapter of us. Cast your family in the shadows walking. Dreamtime and a curse. See it everywhere. Thoughts that you can share.
Was a time when looking was enough.